Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Let's talk TV with host and producer of the long-running Comic Book Club podcast. It's Alex Zalbin. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Wendy. How are you doing?
Good. Yes, I know you were on hold, so you were hearing we were talking about something on TV right now, the wonderful send-off for Jesse Jackson. And I really don't believe, does anybody remember on Saturday Night Live, probably inappropriate to bring it up today, but I can't think of his name. I am like out of it today. He did a great impression of Jesse Jackson. He's now the announcer.
Oh boy.
I can't think of his name. I'll get it for you, but he's not going to be speaking.
Are you thinking of Jesse Jackson on Saturday Night Live? He did Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah, that was fabulous. That was great. I'll figure it out. I'm on Sudafed today, so my brain is not functioning. Daryl Hammond, that's who I was thinking of. He did an impression of Jesse Jackson during the Weekend Update a lot. So, all right. What about Young Sherlock? Tell us about this, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a new show that debuted earlier this week on Prime Video. It's based on a series of novels. Semi-coincidentally, it's directed by Guy Ritchie, who also directed the big screen Sherlock Holmes movies, the ones with Robert Downey Jr. This is not related to that at all. It is Young Sherlock, not regular Sherlock. But it shows his adventures at school. He is best friends with Moriarty. They get involved in a big mystery there. And I don't know how well you know Guy Ritchie's movies. They're propulsive. They're silly. Everybody has very intense UK accents going on the entire time. But I found the show to be a lot of fun. You kind of know what you're getting into if you know a Guy Ritchie show. And that's all on Prime Video now. It's not Sherlock Holmes, you know, smoking a pipe and solving mysteries. It's tense, there's punching, there's fighting, but I had a good time.
Oh, that's good. I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking of Young Sheldon. So this is completely different.
Season two. Maybe Sheldon will show up in season two.
And Guy Ritchie, of course, the only way I remember him was he was married to Madonna for a short while, wasn't he?
He was. I mostly know him as the director of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, but certainly Madonna has a claim to fame as well.
Yes. All right. Vladimir, what is this?
Sure. This just debuted yesterday, I believe, on Netflix. It was a new 8-episode series. It's all half an hour long, so very easily bingeable. It's based on a novel, and it deals with sexual mores in a liberal arts college. Stars Rachel Weisz as a older but still attractive professor whose husband, played by John Slattery, has gotten hit for sleeping with a bunch of students. That's going on in the background. She's getting the blowback for it. And at the same time, a sexy younger male professor, played by Leo Woodall, who people might know from previous seasons of The White Lotus, shows up on campus and she becomes infatuated. It's a little bit more of a satire than, say, a sexual thriller or anything like that, but it's definitely going to feed both of those beasts. It has a good cast. It's definitely kind of funny, kind of sexy at the same time. So if you're looking for that, that's Vladimir on Netflix right now.
Okay, and we have a lot of texters that bring things up to you, like, why don't you ever talk about Outlander? So we did last week, but now what is the Outlander news you have for us?
Yes, it's pretty much the same as last week, but after last week, I felt bad, Wendy. So I wanted to bring it up on the day that it actually is premiering. Outlander is back for the final season, season 8 on Starz. The trick there is you have to get Starz, which you may not have in your cable package, but you can add it on most streaming services. And this is, ostensibly, it started out as about a woman from World War II who travels back in time to the 1700s and falls in love with a very dashing Highlander Scottish man played by Sam Heughan. It's developed wildly over the course of 8 seasons, and now it is all finishing up. So far, fans at least seem thrilled about the season 8 premiere that just dropped. But if you have any interest in it, as I mentioned the last time, I was completely infatuated with the first season of the show, and you can stream the first 7 on Netflix and other places. So if you're curious for a big romantic time-traveling adventure, you can check out Outlander on Netflix, and then the current season, the final season, on Stars Now.
Okay, I'm going to give you another one to feel guilty about and to think about while we take a commercial break. 574 texted, Wendy, why don't you ever talk about the two best shows out there, The Lincoln Lawyer and Will Trent?
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Sounds like you have somebody texting who really likes procedurals that are based on book series, because that's what both of these shows are, but they're on very different places. The first one, The Lincoln Lawyer, is streaming on Netflix. The first 4 seasons are up. It's already been picked up for a 5th season, so your texter should get excited about that. And this is about a guy who drives around in a Lincoln Navigator and takes on cases in Los Angeles. It is a huge hit for Netflix. So if you are looking for that procedural done-in-one mystery type thing every season, then The Lincoln Lawyer is definitely one to check out. Will Trent, on the other hand, I'll fully admit, I haven't watched this, but my wife is obsessed with it, and most people in my life are, so I should check it out, particularly because it is about a guy who is part of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. Again, every week he solves different mysteries. He's really good at it because he's highly observant. But the reason you should watch it is there is an absolutely adorable dog on the show who shows up every week. And I know people who watch the show just for the dog. Nothing against the humans, but the dog is just that cute. That is running weekly on ABC. It's about 2/3 of the way through the current season. I think it's already been picked up for another season as well. So you can watch that on ABC on Tuesday nights at 8, or if you want, you can stream it all on Hulu.
I am having a coughing attack. So which is the one with the cute dog?
Will Trent is the one with the cute dog. Lincoln Lawyer is the one with the car. So very different show.
All right. What is Rooster?
Sure. I actually was excited to talk to you about this, Wendy, because I think you'll be interested. This is a new comedy from Bill Lawrence, who's the guy behind Scrubs, but more recently Ted Lasso and Shrinking.
Oh.
Another show in that mode, but it's going to be on HBO, not Apple TV. It premieres this Sunday night at 10, and it stars Steve Carell as a best-selling author who goes back to the liberal arts college where he used to go. And does a guest speaking arrangement, and this is a little bit of a spoiler because it happens later on. I've seen the first 6 episodes. He ends up getting a job there alongside his daughter, who also teaches there. And, you know, there's mix them up. There's things going on. As for the rest of the cast, Phil Dunster, who played Jamie Tart on Ted Lasso, is, again, a very annoying character.
But he's nice to look at. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and John C. McGinley, who people probably know from Scrubs, is the dean of the college, so a lot of Bill Lawrence favorites. Steve Carell back in just very charming comedy mode, so if that's what you're looking for, that's going to be Sunday night at 10 p.m. on HBO and HBO Max.
I just put that on my calendar because I absolutely adore Steve Carell. I really do.
It's honestly, again, having seen the first 6 episodes, he's done a lot of stuff. He's really good at drama. But frankly, it's just nice to see him back in bumbling comedy mode, doing pratfalls and getting in scrapes that he probably could get out of. And that's exactly what the show does. It's not quite Michael Scott from The Office, but if you miss him doing that, I think you're going to be very pleased with Rooster.
Excellent. And what was that show he was in where he had a therapist trying to help him? It was real serious, and I can't remember
that. Was that The Patient? Was that the name
of
it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was really good.
That is a fantastic one. That's on Hulu. And wait, I'm trying to look up the date really quickly because I have forgotten what it was.
Yeah, it is definitely The Patient.
Yes. And it's opposite Domhnall Gleeson. It's very intense. It is not funny.
No.
Other than darkly comedic at points. But one of my favorite shows recently. Yes, The Patient.
That was really, really good. And that was Steve Carell at his finest. Along with that one, he was in that movie with Chalamet that he was also very good in. It was very serious. My Son or something like that. I am so bad.
I was about to say Despicable Me 3, but I don't think.
No, that wasn't it. I'll look that up. You tell us about Scarpetta, and I know you have to get out of here. So what's going on with Nicole Kidman? She's everywhere.
She is everywhere. She is, I think, legitimately a TV star at this point. You know, she can do movies, and she has done movies, but she does, I want to say, two TV series a year at least, and this might be a long-running one for her, particularly for your fan who watches Lincoln Lawyer and Will Trent. I think this is going to be right up their alley. It is based on a long-running book series by Patricia Cornwell, and it's about a forensic pathologist who solves mysteries and crimes. It has a great cast. Jamie Lee Curtis is also in the cast. Ariana DeBose, Bobby Cannavale, Simon Baker. So it's definitely worth watching for that. That's going to roll out weekly on Prime Video starting March 11th. So it's going to be next week. And it's also directed by David Gordon Green, who's a great movie director, and he's been doing a lot of TV stuff as well. He also directed the Halloween franchise recently, but he's done some really, really excellent stuff. So that should be one to watch out for sure.
Scarpetta. And the movie I was talking about was Beautiful Boy, based on New York Times writer David Sheff's teenage son. It's kind of biographical. It is sad. It is great acting by Chalamet and Steve Carell.
I'll mention that streaming on Prime Video if people want to figure it out. Oh, check it out.
It's so good. All right. Well, you have a really great weekend, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Thanks so much, Wendy.
Absolutely. Alex Zalbin, he is host and producer of the long-running Comic Book Club podcast. You can find it at comicbookclublive.com.